Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio, available online at asianpopradio.com and via our app on iOS and Android. Also via podcast on iTunes. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review. Good, formalities out of the way. We're going to cross now to two people that you will be familiar with, one that we spoke to last week, and one that we haven't spoken to in a little while. We have Jedi Scuff on the line. Hello, Travioli.
G'day, Jay John. How you doing?
Very well, thank you. And a man that we haven't spoken to yet in about a year and a half. It's Henry. How you going, Henry?
Hello, everybody. It feels good to be back among the Asian Pop Radio family.
It's good to have you back, Henry. Now, we've got you both here for a very important thing, not to talk soccer this time, but we are going to be launching a new program / podcast soon. Travis, do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Oh, I can tell you the name.
Well, you can tell us the name.
It is called Super Idol Wars.
Now, what's this going to entail? Do you have any idea yet?
Discussions about the Japanese music scene in war form.
So specifically the Japanese music scene?
Yeah.
Right, because in the past, you were both working on a program together called K-Pop Raw, and that was obviously just that, about K-pop but stripped back. So just an informal chat and other things came up. So this time, it's a focus on J-pop.
That's it.
Right. Henry, if you think back to the K-pop Raw days, for those that didn't hear it, can you tell us a little bit about what it was all about?
Well, K-pop Raw was, in a nutshell, 30 minutes of two men in their early to mid-30s carrying about K-pop idols, J-pop idols, pretty much any female in the Asian music scene, with a not light gathering of football banter.
Yeah,
and pretty much any other topic that just came to mind.
Now, you say two men in their early to mid-30s, but to be fair, I don't think your co-host, who was on the other line, has ever told anyone anywhere in the world what his age actually is.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a reason for that, Trav? Are you ashamed?
No, I'm leaving myself available to any single idols out there.
Oh, okay. So you think that maybe they just want a younger guy?
Oh, I don't, man. Maybe they want an older guy.
Well, I guess they just need to initiate the first conversation, right? Trav, obviously a big fan of AKB48. What kind of groups are you going to be talking about? What solo artists? Can you name a few?
We're basically talking about anybody, especially stuff that Australians might not know about because they're not really talked about much over here. It's more of a K-pop orientated entertainment business we have down here. So we're going to try and shake it up a bit, talk about anything really, Arashi, AKB48, or the anti-idols that we used to play like Billy Idol. And I'm not talking about Billy Idol from England, I'm talking about J-rock band Billy Idol.
Yes, it is not a nice day for a wedding day.
That's it. It could be white, maybe red in it.
Now, Henry, it's easy for, radio stations like Asian Pop Radio to fall in a trap, in a way, of playing too much K-pop and talking too much K-pop, because those interviews are easy to get to, and there's lots of people that want to talk about K-pop. There's lots of events coming to Melbourne and Sydney and beyond that are centred around the K-pop industry. So it is a little bit important to have a J-pop-orientated podcast and show, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, as I understand, we've got the K-pop show Chopsticks and BS.
Yes.
And Super Idol Wars is the counterweight to Chopsticks and BS.
Right.
And I feel that the J-pop band scene in Australia is not being properly catered to.
Yeah, well...
Because it's all about K-pop. It's all about K-pop boy bands and boy and girl groups. And, you know, and I feel that Super Idol Wars is going to be the key to unifying the J-pop fan scene in Australia, so that ideally more J-pop idols will make their way to the Great Southern Land, Sydney preferably, and I feel it's our role, me and Travioli, it's our role to let idols in Japan know that there's people in Australia who love them.
Well, it is a bit of a rarity that J-pop idols come out to here. Can you name anyone that has actually come out in the last 5 or 10 years?
The only one I know is good old Tomochin.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, good old Tomochin.
Broken Doll came once.
Broken Doll, that's right. Broken Doll were here last year, weren't they?
No, I think it was 2 years ago.
That's right. 2 years ago. And then in 2014, Shonen did the rounds in Australia as well.
Right. But, you know...
Harry Pomu come twice.
Well, that's true. So, yeah, a few have come, but I think not to the capacity that K-pop artists have. So, obviously, at the moment, we've just had GOT7, Jay Park's coming with the hip-hop crew, Running Man, BTS, GD, KCON, so many things happening in the K-pop area and things selling out. So, maybe there is a bit of a market now. Maybe people are starting to look at something a little bit different. Maybe some of those people that got into K-pop 5 years ago have sort of grown in a different way and they're looking towards J-pop.
I would agree with that. A lot of people get into J-pop primarily through anime with the theme songs.
Yeah.
That's fairly well established. But I believe the aim of Super Idol Wars is to really is that Super Idol Wars is going to be a platform for fans of the J-pop, for the Japanese pop scene, to not engage with us, but at the same time, we also want to bring to the Australian public's attention Japanese girl groups or Japanese idol groups that are quite well known in Australia, in Japan, but haven't gotten a bit of a look in Australia. I mean, I think two good examples of that is the first one is the Kamen Rider girls.
Yep. Yep.
And the second one is a group that had been disbanded, but now it's been revived. The Ibisu Muscats, which just happens to have a former AKB48 member in there.
Well, there you go. All right. Sorry, we're going to have to leave it there, Henry, because we've run out of time, but you've sold the case well. Travis, any final closing words?
Congratulations on your team winning 3-0, Henry, and if all goes well, I'll see you in round final, mate.
Well, see, we weren't going to go without this with a bit of football banter.
You did it. You got it in there, Justin.
It was a beautiful win last night. It was a beautiful win, and in fact, I think aren't the Victory playing the Raw right now?
Too much.
Thanks, guys. It kind of worked until the end, but we did well. But keep an eye out on our Facebook page, fb.com/AsianPopRadio, and Twitter at AsianPopRadio to find out more about Super Idol Wars. Henry?
Yes, my name's Henry Duke, the Vince Russo of Asian Pop fandom, and you're going to be listening to Super Idol Wars, proudly hating the Melbourne Victory since 2017.
Good stuff. Asian Pop Radio. That's it for another episode of our daily show. Jay John here. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks to everyone involved. Henry, Travis, Jesse, Chance over in Korea. Thanks to the team that organized your music. Trav, of course, and our producer, Robert, our audio production guy, Juby. Thanks so much, everyone involved. Thanks, of course, to Cassandra for the news headlines and to Shaz for reading them. This is Asian Pop Radio. More Asia Wide hits coming up and the top 10 soon. Asian Pop Radio.